Come on, everybody. Here we go. Off to Weberland.
Hi, friends.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Kristen.
Oh, my God. And I'm Ryan.
Yeah, and we're Adventures in Weberland. And if you are completely new to us and you've never heard of us before, thank you, first of all.
Yes, thank you very much.
Second of all, we have a YouTube channel that we decided to turn into a podcast as well.
Yeah. Why not do it? You know, have a podcast, have videos that we go to Disney as well. You know, we have other kinds of videos too on our channel.
Yeah, so it's a lot of lifestyle things, but mostly Disney. I would say maybe 90%, 90, maybe even 95% of our YouTube channel is Disney related. It's kind of our second home. It's where we go maybe 3-4 times a year. We are down in Disney World. Ryan and I are married and we have two little ones.
We do.
Our son Jagger is 2.5 years old right now, and our daughter Bowie is 7 months already, almost 8 months. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, she will be 8 months old by the time we drop this intro. So, life's a lot. But,
and, you know, I think the name speaks for itself. Adventures in Weberland.
Yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to do this because, one, we like to talk, if you haven't realized that already. Yeah. But we like to talk about Disney. And our main concept of this podcast is to interact with you, is really what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So if you don't follow us already on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, we have email. You can send us an email. You can comment on our YouTube videos if that helps. We want to interact with you. We want to make this about you. We love to talk about topics, you know, that you can comment on, that you can give your opinion on, and we can always, you know, relate that into the podcast as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great to interact with people that watch our videos as first off, and then they're going to come into this world as well, like people that don't know who we are and can listen to us on Spotify and all those other great streaming channels, you know, other avenues.
Right. And anywhere you can find your podcast is really where you can listen to us. I, for one, love listening to podcasts. And I do on my commute to and from work. I very rarely listen to music, believe it or not, even though we have our favorites. We have our favorite bands, or, you know, everything we listen to. But I love listening to podcasts especially. So that's one thing that I thought that would make this, really.
Yeah, you know, I love listening to podcasts too, but music is always great to listen to. But you go to work so early in the morning that I wouldn't be able to listen to music probably.
I do. That is true. I do. So let's kind of get some things right off the bat. Like let's just take care of some business before we even dive into episode one. Before we even get into the nitty gritty, let's talk a little Disney right now.
Let's do it.
Your favorite park?
Magic Kingdom.
Yep, that would be my favorite too.
I kind of go on the fence with Epcot, but
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Disney World resort?
Ooh, Grand Floridian.
It's a good one. We've only stayed there once. Stayed there once. And that's good. I love the Polynesian. That one is my favorite. Yeah.
I just felt it was a little more relaxing, the Grand Floridian. Sure. Polynesian had a lot of families, which is what we have. But you know, when we went to the Grand Floridian, it was just me and you. Mm-hmm. And so I think of that as relaxation.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
So why do you like the Poly though so much?
I just love the atmosphere, and I love that you can get a Dole Whip. That's my favorite thing ever. And I can sit at the pool and literally see Cinderella Castle.
There's many great resorts. It's kind of hard to pick just one.
Well, Jagger's, our son's, is Art of Animation. Just because of, you're literally immersed in, in, what is it, Lion King? There's Finding Nemo, right?
Finding Nemo,
Cars.
Love the Cars. He loves the Cars.
Little Mermaid. Yeah. So those are great for kids. Art of Animation, all the value resorts mm-hmm. are great for kids and adults. We love them too. Our go-to was Pop Century for a long time.
Yep.
We loved Pop.
Yeah, because you have the Skyliner there, and mm-hmm. it's just fun. Like, it's just, you kind of are just immersed in Disney.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't, Bowie's too young to know what her favorite resort is.
Okay, ready? Favorite character?
Goofy.
Ooh, Donald. We went with the Fab Five right away. Favorite Disney movie?
Whoa.
Oh, I threw you off, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's so many. Aladdin. Is.
Interesting. I didn't know that. See, I'm even learning something new. Mine's Peter Pan.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that. I think Peter Pan's great too, but I don't know, something about I like the songs in Aladdin. All those 90s movies are fantastic. So.
Absolutely. Okay, I got an interesting one for you, and we'll kind of end it right here. If there is only one thing you can do in Disney World, mm-hmm. what would it be? Only one thing, whether it's ride a ride, what ride would it be? Eat a certain food, what food would it be? Stay at a certain resort, what resort would it be?
What just about you? One thing. You go first on this.
Oh, mine's easy. And it can be the same because mm-hmm. we both enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would be to watch Happily Ever After fireworks mm-hmm. show. Oh, you don't understand. It is my favorite thing mm-hmm. in the world. And when they took it away, I was so upset. And then they brought it back. And I hope it never leaves again. And I know there are Wishes fans out there.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I Happily Ever After. I love it.
Well, I love Happily Ever After too. I got you the poster for a gift. I don't know though. I cannot go to Disney World without riding Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
I think I have to do that. It's just something I have to do.
Yeah. Well,
as much as I love watching Happily Ever After with you, but.
So it sounds like, and this will be an episode eventually with a special guest, which I won't reveal, but it sounds like Haunted Mansion's a must do.
Must do.
It's a must do.
Totally. I think for Jagger too. Now.
So must do. Yeah. Must do in Disney.
Or son.
Must do in Disney. There's your hint. We'll get to that eventually mm-hmm. down the road, but that's just our introduction. And mm-hmm. like I said, we are making this about you guys.
Yeah.
We want to interact with you. We want to share mm-hmm. stories. We want your favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to drop a little hint of what episode one is going to be. So if you do want to comment on it, again, find us on Instagram at Adventures in Weberland. We're on TikTok. We're on Facebook. You can comment on any of our videos on YouTube, even this one, mm-hmm. or you can send us an email. A little old school, I know, but you can do that too. But episode one, we are going to talk about hot takes, unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
Unpopular Disney opinions, because I was actually listening to a podcast recently and heard someone say that they enjoyed Enchantment better than Happily Ever After. And I was gutted. I was gutted. And I know there are Happily Ever After fans out there that feel me on that. And listen, no judgment. You like what you like.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's a hot take. That is an unpopular opinion.
I feel like a lot of people aren't going to like my unpopular opinions.
Well, save it. Don't say it yet.
They have to stay tuned and find out.
So here we are. We're starting this. We're doing this.
Yes.
Thank
you
so much.
We have the cool sign in the background.
Yeah.
Might add some more.
We're definitely going to add more decor. we haven't gotten that far yet. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Only if you watch it. But we have, you know, we're talking into the microphones, which is new to me, but not new to you.
It is not new to me. I guess Ryan is kind of saying, this is what I do for a living. It is what I do for a living. Thank you.
Well, you're really good at it.
Thank you. Well, this is what it is. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
This is going to be so much fun, and we can't wait to hear from you.
And we'll see you or not see you.
We'll talk to you.
We'll talk to you on the next Adventures in Weberland.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds good.